This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Kristen Wright. New aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan now heads to President Biden for his signature. The Senate passed the $95 billion package last night. It took Congress months to agree on the terms. Here's Senate Leader Chuck Schumer.
Leader McConnell and I, who don't always agree, worked hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder to get this bill done. Together we were bipartisan and persistent.
The legislation includes $61 billion for Ukraine and $26 billion for Israel and humanitarian relief to Gaza. The package also slates $8 billion to counter Chinese threats in Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell.
This is an extremely important day in the history of our country and of the free world. They're all watching, waiting to see what we would do.
The legislation is also tied to a nationwide TikTok ban if the app's China-based owners don't sell their stake within 1 year. Columbia University in New York is extending this morning's deadline for an encampment of student protesters to disperse. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations have erupted on the campus over the war in Gaza. A spokesperson says the university is making progress in talks with students and will continue these conversations for the next 2 days.
Speaker Johnson.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is expected to visit Columbia today, as NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
Speaker Johnson's office says he will meet with Jewish students at Columbia amid concerns about their safety on campus and then take questions during a press conference. Columbia's campus has been shaken by pro-Palestinian protests. Students are calling on the school to cut ties with companies that do business with Israel over the war in Gaza. Last week, police arrested more than 100 people at Columbia. Since then, there have been similar protests on a number of college campuses around the country. Johnson may be the highest-ranking member of Congress to visit Columbia, but he's not the first. At least two congressional delegations were at the school on Monday, and New York House Republicans are calling on Columbia's president to step down. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Today, the U.S. Supreme Court will consider whether Idaho's abortion law conflicts with federal law. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports.
Three maternity wards in Idaho have shut down since the abortion law took effect. OBGYN Sarah Thompson of Boise says one reason: 58 OBs have left the state.
And in that same time period, only two OBGYNs moved into Idaho.
Dr. Jim Souza of St. Luke's Health System spoke to reporters last week.
They're not willing to take the risk to go to jail and lose their license for practicing medicine.
Idaho defends its abortion law and says the Biden administration is trying to use a federal law about emergency care to create a national abortion mandate.
You're listening to NPR News. The Biden administration is unveiling tougher protections for airline passengers. NPR's Joel Rose reports the regulations announced today are meant to crack down on surprise junk fees.
The Department of Transportation wants to make it harder for airlines to charge steep hidden fees for checked bags and flight changes, and easier for passengers to get their money back when flights are canceled. The agency is announcing two new rules. One would require airlines to show the full price of travel before passengers pay for their tickets. The other would force airlines to provide prompt refunds. The airline industry is unlikely to welcome the new rules. At a hearing on the proposed fee rule last year, an industry lobbying group representing American, Delta, and United said the amount of unwanted and unneeded information forced on passengers by the new policy would cause confusion and frustration. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration found traces of bird flu in milk purchased from grocery stores. The agency says the viral particles are likely remnants of viruses killed in the pasteurization process. The FDA maintains the milk is still safe to drink. It adds it's waiting on test results to confirm this. An orange haze has settled over Athens, Greece. Strong winds are carrying clouds of dust from the Sahara Desert in North Africa. The orange hue has engulfed city landmarks, including the Acropolis, which was no longer visible. The dust clouds are affecting air quality. People with respiratory conditions are being advised to limit time outdoors. Greece's weather service expects the skies to clear today. I'm Kristen Wright, NPR News in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.